DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, now that Russian President Vladimir Putin has secured his historic fifth term in office, we ask how far he will go to confront the West. John Simpson, BBC World Affairs editor, is on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to hear you.
Speaking to you from a beautiful Antrim coast, John. It's sunny as I look out in Ballygally Bay, and it's a wonderful aspect, but we must talk about more serious matters, I suppose. And the first thing is Putin. I mean, much was made of whether he was ill, whether he was mentally unstable. Where do you think his head is?
Well, I think the West, I mean, that must include, on a tiny level, myself, constantly get him wrong. I mean, he's not ill, or if he is, he's managing it to such an extent that it doesn't really affect him. All the idea of sanctions against Russia after the invasion of Ukraine, they've only gone to strengthen the Russian economy. It's stronger now than it's been. And so therefore, you know, we want things to happen. We claim to see signs that they're happening. Actually, all that is happening is that Putin is reinforcing his strength. He awarded himself, and I think we've got to say that he awarded himself 87% of the vote. I think that must be an impossibility, but nevertheless, he wanted to show the world that he had the kind of support that he claimed. And, you know, what does this make him do? Well, it simply reinforces his view that he's winning, he's on the winning side, that he and China together can run the world, and that he's full of success and power and the kind of approach to the future, which is everything that Western countries are nervous about.
He himself, you've met him a few times. What kind of a man is? Is he very sharp when you meet him?
He's sharp, and you know, his eyes always kind of dancing around to see you know, who else is in the room, who might you be, who might your supporters be. But I have to say, on the two occasions that I've been able to speak to him privately, he's very pleasant, very polite. I mean, okay, fine. The last time was, I think, certainly before the invasion of Ukraine in the invasion of Crimea in 2014. And things were a little bit easier. But he said then, you know, very nice things about the BBC. He was also said one or two nice things about my own reporting. He's got those kind of manners, which, you know, smooth over the sharpness and aggression. But, I mean, we mustn't forget, and the reason why I've never been able to speak to him again since then, never been allowed near him, is because I asked him, you know, why is it that people that have a falling out with you tend to end up dead? And this was regarded as being an appalling question which no decent journalist should have asked. And I've paid something of a price for it since, not allowed back to Russia. But you know, that is the fact. I mean, polite or not, if you fall out with him, you're liable to also fall out of a window or be poisoned.
Now, his own ambition, he has another term, and I don't know whether he wants to rule Russia into his dotage, but he's behaving either that he thinks he'll live forever or that he will have built such a strong legacy that the name Putin will ring down the ages.
Yes, well, I think that's almost certain to be true. Well, I think it is true. He can actually, if he chooses to, and it is up to him, he can govern Russia until 2036, when he'll be 83. It'll see a lot of people out, including me. But he's got that feeling that you get when you're in those kind of positions, that you can't just step off the moving pavement. You've got to keep on, because if you come off it, then somebody else could get into power and lock you up for life. So he's got to stay there. The kind of strength of his administration depends entirely on him. There are no obvious successors, no one close to him. He runs the show. And so, therefore, you know, the only way anybody, his colleagues or anybody else, is going to get rid of him is to shove him aside. That's the weakness of this position. Next time in 2030, when we have another presidential election, he'll have to give himself at least 87%, if not more, of the vote, because otherwise that will look weak. And the problem with all of this, Pat, is that we've seen this before in the old Soviet Union, that Leonid Brezhnev came in relatively kind of young and active in 1964, and you know, the system didn't allow for him to be moved out, so he just stayed and stayed until he really was very ill indeed, and finally died in office. And around him, the whole Soviet system kind of ossified and declined, and it brought down the Soviet Union in the end, that ossification. And that's the real, that's the real danger that lies ahead for Putin. No new ideas, no new plans, no new faces. He just keeps on until he drops dead, and around him, the system that he's created.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
That's the problem, I suppose, when all of the power is collected under one individual. He has made threats about, you know, nuclear war should NATO boots be on the ground in Ukraine, all that sort of thing. But does he, do you believe, contemplate an escalation of the war, trying to take on NATO, or is this pure rhetoric, trying to jolly up the people at home, you know, to portray the West as the great enemy? Because, you know, as the body bags keep coming back from Ukraine, eventually that kind of antipathy to him will spread like a cancer.
Yes, I think that's a very, very likely scenario. I think really that the British political view privately seems to be that if Ukraine can do something about Crimea, then that will hit Putin in a very, very damaging way, and. The British are suggesting that the Ukrainians should not exactly forget about the fighting in the east of the country, but not put so much effort into it, and put their efforts into attacking Crimea, because that is the one issue that could perhaps not bring Putin down, but weaken him to a tremendous extent. And that would be something that Putin might well feel that he's got to respond in some way to. The Russian military doctrine allows for the use of tactical, that's to say, small-scale nuclear weapons. Never been tried, of course, and probably, let's hope it never does. But you could imagine such a case as Putin having his back against the wall, being really, really endangered, and saying, OK, bring out the tactical nukes. That must be a possibility, but a faint one. I mean, for all the talk, and actually some of his close associates, like the former president, are much more inclined to talk about it than he is. For all the talk of a nuclear war, actually, it seems to be further away than ever. If Putin wasn't going to use weapons, major weapons, then he probably never would have given the indication that he was. So it looks at the moment as though there isn't very much danger, but the situation could get worse.
John, who's to follow him? Because, I mean, anything could happen, and it can be, you know, nature taking its course, an illness from which he does not recover. Are there people in the wings? I mean, we know the oligarchs are terrified of him. They've seen the fate of those who opposed him. We saw what happened to Prigozhin when he died mysteriously in a plane crash. Where is the next generation, if you like, to take over from Putin?
Well, they must be there, Pat, of course, because somebody will. I mean, there won't be an absence of leadership if and when Putin goes. But, you know, Putin's not the kind of person that you want to stand up with. I mean, you don't want people in the West saying, oh, so-and-so looks like a likely successor, because, you know, you could fall out of a five-story window or drink a bad cup of tea. So he's been very, very, very successful in stopping anybody from coming up. And those who are, you know, moderately close to him really bow down before him and tell him everything he wants to hear. So it will happen. It happens always. You know, Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe, nobody could think of any possible successor to him. And yet, in the end, he was shoved aside. And his sort of chief military associate came forward and became president. It'll happen. But nobody wants their name bandied about as a likely successor, because that sounds like an invitation to an open grave.
John, we should turn briefly to Israel and the United States putting forward a motion to the Security Council that calls for not a truce or a temporary halt, but a ceasefire as part of a hostage deal. What do you make of that? It's not quite a 180 turn, but it's something approaching it.
Yes, it is. And it's an important step along a very, very, very difficult path. But it's a path that Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, simply doesn't want to walk down. He feels that his position, his political position, is all wrapped up with the need to send troops into Rafah, the second city of Gaza, where the Israelis claim that Hamas is hanging out in force. And he's not prepared at the moment to step back from that. And, you know, I mean, to be honest, he takes no notice of the United States. He takes absolutely no notice of Europe or Britain or anybody else. He's not going to listen to the United Nations on a thing like this. He's going to be obliged by something or another to do it. And what that something or another is, difficult to say at the moment. But it could, for instance, be a major hunger in Gaza, which might force him to do something different.
John, thank you very much as ever for talking to us. John Simpson, World Affairs Editor with the BBC. Well, now it's time to talk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.